A masterpiece. This is an album to fall into and swim in forever. That's what Paul Zollo of American Songwriter wrote about Chicago-based singer-songwriter Emily Heard and her 2011 release titled Long Lost Ghosts. Emily's recently teamed up with fellow Chicago musicians Colby Maddox and Greg Ostrom to create an outstanding new band that blends the sounds of bluegrass, rock, country, and blues. It's called Stoneblind Valentine. And tonight, at 8 o'clock, they'll be performing at the Community Arts Cafe, 411 West 4th Street in Winston-Salem. Tickets are $10, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. Emily Heard is a multi-instrumentalist, known for her bluesy piano licks and soulful vocals, with 8 studio albums to her credit. Long Lost Ghosts features a series of Emily's country folk songs, which she wrote on her ukulele.
Sundown, run down, I'm gonna come down to the riverside.
This is Skipping Stones from that album. Emily Heard dropped by to talk about the music and Stoneblind Valentine.
Everybody needs some place to dream.
Tell me about the new band.
This band is just phenomenal. I've known them for a long time. We just accidentally ended up in a show together. Some of my musicians couldn't make it to a show. These guys stepped in, and especially this one guy, Colby Maddox, comes from a bluegrass background, and I loved playing with him. I loved his energy. He plays mandolin and fiddle. He has actually won the Telluride Bluegrass Festival for mandolin. He's excellent, and we just had such a blast on stage, and so when it was finished, I said, you know, would you be interested in playing on some of my tunes? And so he started coming over and we were playing some tunes together, and the songs I'd written that I thought were a little bluegrassy, more kind of alt bluegrass. And so then we picked up a friend of ours, Greg, who I've known forever, and he's a rock guitar player. But again, took him out of his comfort zone, put him into the, you know, new bluegrass format. And so here's me as this kind of like blues piano player, and Greg as a rock guitarist, all electric, and then Colby, who's our like bright, shiny mandolin fiddle guy, and combining those things as almost a bluegrass orientation. And it's been wonderful. We recorded the whole album live in 2 days. Everybody sings. The tunes are the smartest tunes that I've ever written, and that means something to me in terms of the lyrics. I just feel it's lyrically the strongest album that I've written, and now to have these guys playing on it, the strongest musicians I've played with. So it's just going to be a wonderful album. It's called Burn Like a Field. The band name is Stoneblind Valentine, and we're debuting our band to the North Carolina audience, and we're just so excited. I'm trying to stay calm because I understand it's the radio and I don't want to scream into the microphone, but if I could, you know, communicate my heart, it would be, oh my gosh. I mean, these guys are just great. You're going to love it.
The tunes that begin pared down with just one instrument are so interesting immediately, and then when the group comes in, it's exciting stuff.
It is so exciting, and that build, even though it sounds so cheesy to say we're going to start quiet and then we're going to get big, every time it happens, you can't help, you are overwhelmed, you know?
I get goosebumps.
Me too.
You can't question the goosebumps.
The hairs on the back of my neck is how I know I'm just, they're just right up. And so we've started, it's funny you say that, a lot of the tunes on this album start with something small, and then it's just this, you know, flood.
Me chatter when I ask if I should go. I'm gonna take that as a no. So if I've been a ticking this too.
My thanks to Chicago-based singer-songwriter Emily Heard. Her exciting new band is Stoneblind Valentine, and you can hear them live in concert tonight at 8 o'clock at the Community Arts Cafe. Tickets are $10, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. Great songwriting, great venue, and great location. 411 West 4th Street in the heart of downtown Winston-Salem. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.
To be the first to see, the first I love.